You may wonder whether this is too much, or you may be turned off by this emphasis on Satan and the evil powers of this world. But there is little we hear in our churches today that is any more resonant with the New Testament's understanding of the spiritual and cosmic battle at work in the world. In this baptismal commitment, both for sponsors and for those being baptized, we get a beautiful theology of the conflict at work in genuine conversion. To convert is to turn from the world and Satan and systemic evil and the flesh toward Christ, toward the Spirit, and toward obedience to Christ. Behind these words is the cosmic battle of the flesh and the principalities and powers against God, Father, Son, and Spirit, and God's people. As Paul puts it, "For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want." Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. In another letter, he frames this more cosmically. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. See whole passage at chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. The third commitment is to the Creed, the historic faith of the Church. The Creed, too, emphasizes our churchiness. The Creed we affirm in public is not a faith statement drawn up by one of our deacons or priests, or something that our vestry voted on, nor is it a theological creed formed by the smartest theologians of our day. We confess the 1700 or 1800-year-old Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed as the faith of the whole Church for all time. Baptism and the formation of the Creed were intertwined in the earliest churches, so it is both fitting and historic for us to confess our faith at a baptism. Our pastor leads us into a public call and response in the Apostles' Creed. Celebrant, do you believe in God the Father? People, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Celebrant, do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? People, I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Celebrant, do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? People, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Notice both how emphatic our creed is on what God has done, and how totally absent is anything about what we can do or have done. Our creed reminds us in each line that baptism is something God does. We are not yet done, because it is the pastor's responsibility to ask yet again for more public, responsive commitment to following Christ in fellowship, repentance, evangelism, love, and justice. Celebrant, will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers? People, I will, with God's help.